Hey y'all, let's go, let's go. Let's go, let's go. Thank you, 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 thank you. Yeah, thank you. Hey, good morning. I'm sharing, you share, we're in here. Hey, Shamika, good morning, Kelly, good morning, Kat, good morning, Charlotte, good morning, Trina, good morning, Katina, good morning, Jeanette, good morning, Deborah, good morning, Kirby, good morning, Renee, Nia, my Renaissance grandma, good morning, Mary. How y'all doing this morning? Y'all do me a favor, share the video. I'm going to share, you're going to share, and it's going to be shared. Come on, just keep sharing. Remember, sharing is caring. You never know who, what, how, who it may impact, who needs it. Don't assume you know where people are or what people need. Just get in there and share. Listen, I'm not going to be a crybaby. Hey, Beverly. I'm not going to be a crybaby. I'm not going to be a crybaby. I'm not going to be a crybaby. Thank you, Vanessa. I'm going to be a crybaby. I'm just going to say this. I'm not going to tell it all because it's not my story to tell it all. But thank you for those of you who were obedient yesterday or who obeyed God or who just gave When the Lord led me to share. Thank you, Jeanette, for sharing. When the Lord led me to share, I'm going to call her my friend. She's been on the devotional forever. When the Lord let me share, like I be trying to talk myself, Mary, out of crying. Y'all keep sharing. Come on. When the Lord let me share that we needed to bless Malisha. She just inboxed me this morning and just shared her testimony and simply said, before you called my name out, I just asked, and I'm paraphrasing, like, Lord, show me that you love me and that you're with me. And God is faithful. God does not leave you. God does not. She said she had just, before she could even type in the comment, yeah, Mary, she had just said, God, show me what, you know, God, show me you love me. God, show me that you're with me. In a need, I had no idea, but I will be forever faithful. Forever thankful for the goodness of God. I will be forever thankful for the goodness of God. I will be forever thankful to how I know. She doesn't, Alicia, what state are you in? She doesn't live in Arkansas. She doesn't live near me. She's not somebody I'm in contact with. This helps me further understand the omnipotent, the omniscient power of God. And I'm going to tell y'all something. You need to stay. She's in Mississippi. Thank you, boo. You need to just stay ready. Stay ready for what God is about to do. I am always elated. Yeah, Shamika, celebrate. We all should be celebrating. We all should. But I don't know how you can sit around when God does something for one of us. Like, I don't know how you can just be somber. I don't know. And sometimes we'll be so caught up in our situation. But I always say there's a me too or there's a next connected to what happened. So thank you for your obedience to give. Thank you. Just thank you. My girl texted me this morning. She said, I saw you pause mid-thought. Like, I saw you pause mid-thought to hear the Holy Spirit. and not even knowing what she needed. Not even knowing what she needed to experience. And God met her exactly right where. God knows your name. Y'all keep sharing. God knows your name. God knows your circumstance. God knows your situation. God knows where you are. God knows your suddenly that you're in need of. God knows your immediately. God is faithful to reward those who diligently seek him. God does not allow you to go without. God does not forget about you. God is up until the last minute. So, what a powerful testimony to the goodness and just the glory of God. So thank you guys. For those of you, thank you guys for obeying God. Thank you. For trusting the Holy Spirit. Thank you for that. Just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You never know. Your job is just to trust to and obey God. And when we trust and obey God, God will do what he's supposed to do through us. And if you did not know that God works through you, I need to be your remembrance that God works through you. We are the hands and the feet of Jesus Christ in this earth. Yes, he can do some supernatural, magical things for sure. But we are the hands and the feet of Jesus in this earth. And when you consent to be the hands and feet of Jesus in this earth, God just will be God. Woo! So I am thankful. I'm just thankful for you. Thank you for your obedience yesterday. Thankful for God and just thankful for his goodness. And Lord God, I thank you. And I'm asking God to you can't do what you do for someone else and God not meet you where you need. So I am simply asking God to return to you what you gave and to give it back to you quickly so that you know the measure of the return of seed and harvest within the same. That's what I'm asking him, because I can pray and ask that for you. You may not know too, but I'm asking God to give it back to you quickly, to double it, so you know the same measure and understand the measure, my God, and the power of your seed. You don't know what you do could change someone's life, and it did yesterday. You don't know how your obedience could change someone's life, and it did yesterday. So thank you. Ooh. Father, we just thank you for how tender and how responsive. And Lord, don't let us forget the moments that we've had with you. Don't let us forget that you make a way. Don't let us forget that you move mountains. Don't let us forget that you cause walls to fall. Don't let us forget about your power. Don't let us forget about the miracles. Don't let us forget, my God. God, I need you to restore hope today. Woo! Restore hope today. Somebody right here is on the edge of a miracle. Somebody right here is on the edge of a breakthrough. Somebody right now needs a touch, a moment with you. Do not let them forget that it is possible. Woo! And Lord, I thank you today that you are going exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Lord, do not let us be complacent or settle with where we are, even if we think where we are is good enough. Woo! Let us live in the max of you. Woo! Let us live in your victory. Let us live in your complete power. My God, stretch us beyond our imagination. Stretch us beyond what we hope for. My God, do a new thing in us. Bring us to a place of sobriety. Don't let us settle. Let me tell you something. Lately, the Lord has been dealing with me about not settling. He just keeps saying to me, there's more. And I'm like, man, God, like, I'm so grateful for where I am right now. And he's like, this isn't all of it. There's more. And I have had to renew my mindset in more because, you know, how Paul says, we got to learn to be content. Learning to be content isn't just about what we have. Learning to be content is also about what God says. Woo! About what God says, about who God is. Learning to be content in the power of God. Come on, do something for me. Some of y'all too somber. Like, we just saw a breakthrough, a miracle, and I can feel y'all when y'all, I don't know what you caught up in. I don't know what you meditating on. I don't know what has you heavy this morning, but I can always feel heaviness. I don't know what has you caught up. I don't know what is trying to make you sad or discouraged or depressed or anxious, but it's not from God. It's not. So don't accept that feeling this morning. Like, don't accept it. Be absolutely not. Absolutely not. So come on. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Come on. You got to do it with me. We got to break. I can feel you. I can feel. I don't know if you're under pressure. I don't know if you feel overwhelmed. I don't know if you feel consumed. But the enemy would love you to make you think you're losing. Woo! People tease me all the time about getting up. Girl, you be up. You be dressed. You be ready. Because I'm in expectation of what God is going to do next. What if I get the phone call of the lifetime when I get off of here? What happens if I get the phone call of the lifetime? What if they tell me to pack my bag? My life ain't got to be complete and ready for me to live. I live in an expectation that God is about to bring me into my next. I live in an expectation that I want to be ready when God says move. Don't accept that feeling. The enemy would love to keep you in a place. So come on. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy, if you're new to the devotional, you'll catch up later. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. Come on. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray, hooray. You can say amen. You can say hallelujah, whatever makes your day. I like hooray because hooray is just like a great sound. If you're happy and you know it, say hooray, hooray. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. Woo! If you're happy and you know it, say hooray, hooray. Now, if you're happy and you know it, do all three. Hooray! If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Hooray! If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Hooray! Anytime you feeling the moanings, anytime you feeling, and some of y'all praise and worship, anytime you feeling overwhelmed, consumed, defeated, dark, down, I'm telling you, that's not from God. You have to recognize that God likes for you to think pure, lovely, and of good report. Jazz said, thank you. like good. Vanessa's a teacher. I love Vanessa. Vanessa said, I'm adding this as brain work in my lesson plans. Like in your own personal, come on, y'all. Like, don't let the enemy flood you with thoughts and feelings. And I'm not saying, remember, emotions and feelings are just indicators that I need to pause and pray. Woo! Y'all keep sharing. Emotions and feelings are just indicators that I need to pause and pray. Emotions and indicators are just feelings. last couple of days, I've been hard pressed emotionally. I'm just going to be honest with you. Just hard pressed, just not intending to be emotionally. And I've had to like dodge it as much as I possibly can, shake it as much as I possibly can, shift as much as I possibly can, because I know the enemy has been trying to present something to me that he wants me to accept and take, but I don't have to. I don't have to take the feeling. I don't have to take the emotion. I don't have to take the moment. I don't have to get caught up in what he's presenting. And I've just been like, I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. So I want to give you what God gave me to give you this morning. I woke up and there were two words in my spirit: sweeping victory. Woo! See, I love words. And God knows exactly how we are. One of my friends, he was like, God always speaks to me in numbers. And I'm like, I do not see numbers, but I do see words. And God always gives me words. And so this morning, the Lord was like, sweeping victory. And I'm like, okay, Lord, you got to tell me what this means. And you got to back it up in scripture. When we look at the word sweeping victory, this is a victory with little to no effort. And the winner has had, like, you have the advantage. Woo! And your competition isn't even a consideration. Y'all, come on. I'm looking for this sweeping victory in my life today. And I'm going to give you the scriptures he gave you to encourage. And I need to read something over you as well. And he says, so God says, give it. He says, I'm going to give a sweeping victory. Woo! I'm looking for that today. I'm looking for that today. Come on. Deborah said, that's a suddenly. That's an immediately. I'm looking for that today in my health. Come on. A sweeping victory in my health. I'm looking for that today in my finances. Come on, y'all. I'm looking for that today in this ministry. I'm looking for that today with my children. I'm looking today for that in my business. I'm looking for a sweeping victory. Woo! And then this was what I was writing this morning. I said, the Lord can take us from this to that in no time. Can I tell you something? It's so much, auntie, it's so much negativity being pumped right now. The Lord told me this morning, he was like, I need you to encourage my people. My people need to be encouraged. My people need to be lifted up. My people need to understand, April, that I'm with them. Woo! My people need to understand that I'm for them. My people need to understand through me that it is possible. Come on, y'all. It says, so I also wrote, I said that today too, Bev. That's how I felt too. So I said, Lord, thank you for a suddenly and an immediately in the name of Jesus. And then I had to go back and read something that I wrote. I said, the Lord God can take us from this to that in no time. And then somebody wrote back to me, no time. He functions outside of time, so it's not a factor. And then the Lord showed me in the no time. He was like, in the note, he said, in the note, when we talk about the no time, no time is how I read it. Like, this will happen in no time. No time, Bev means a very short interval or period. Ooh, come on, Lord. This is the word I needed today. This is the word that's going to build our hope. This is the word that's going to build our courage. And so the Lord is like, no time, no time, like a very short interval or period. So I got to get these scriptures, but I need to read something over you first. Woo! We are in an Isaiah 61 season. Oh, come on. And I'm going to read it to you. I need to read it to you in the Message version of the Bible. We are in an Isaiah 61 season. My God, God is bringing us into freedom. So when God says, I'm having a sweeping victory, you can receive that into your life. Woo! Come on. So it says, Isaiah 61, I'm reading it in the Message. It says, the Spirit of God, the Master, is on me because God has anointed me. He sent me to preach good news to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, announce freedom, to call all captives, pardon all prisoners. God sent me to announce this is the year of his grace, a celebration of God's destruction of our enemies, and to comfort all who mourn, to care for the needs of all who mourn in Zion, give them bouquets of roses instead of ashes, messages of joy instead of doom, a praising heart, come on, y'all, a praising heart instead of a languid spirit. See, so he was talking about earlier, rename them. We're not acting funny today, phone. Rename them oaks of righteousness planted by God to display his glory. They will rebuild the old ruins, raise a new city out of the wreckage. They'll start over on the ruined cities and take the rubble left behind and make it new. You'll hire outsiders to herd your flocks and foreigners to work your fields. But you'll have the title of priests of God, honored as ministers of our God. You'll feast on the bounty of nations. You'll bask in their glory because you got a double dose of trouble. Woo! And more than your share of contempt. Woo! Your inheritance in the land will be doubled and your joy will go on forever. Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because I, God, love fair dealing and hate thievery and crime. I'll pay your wages on time and in full. Woo! Listen, you are not. It's harvest time. You are in the shalom of God. Nothing lacking, nothing broken, nothing misses. He said, I'll pay your wages on time and in full and establish my eternal covenant with you. Your descendants will become well known all over. Your children in foreign countries will be recognized at once as the people I have blessed. I will sing for joy in God, explode in praise from deep in my soul. He dressed me up in a suit of salvation. He outfitted me in a robe of righteousness as a bridegroom who puts on a tuxedo and a bride in a jewel tiara. For as the earth bursts with spring wildflowers and as the garden cascades with blossoms, so the Master God, thank you, God, brings righteousness into full bloom and puts praise on display before the nations. Lord, I thank you for this word today. So I just want to give you some scriptures today that talks about your victory. And I want you to hold on to this sweeping victory. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57, the Apostle Paul declares, but thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You have got to understand that because of what Jesus did, victory is not just in heaven. You get to see some of that in real time here on earth. Woo! How else will unbelievers know that the kingdom is different? Come on, y'all. My God, this verse gives us the ultimate victory is attained through faith in Jesus Christ. He triumphs over sin. He triumphs over death. Woo! Come on. Come on, he triumphs over sin. He triumphs over death. Come on. Psalms 20 and 7. Woo! This is David. I love this. He is talking about victories won. Oh, my God. But he is highlighting God as the source of his victory. This victory reflects the trust in divine assistance. Woo! What's about to happen for you is happening. This sweeping victory is in divine assistance. You're not causing it to happen. This is solely happening because God is God, Miss Artie, because God is God, Catherine, because God is God, Beverly, because God is God, Deborah. What's happening for us right now is because God is God, and God wanted you to have some hope today, and God wanted you to have some encouragement today, and God wanted you to believe that he was for you, and God wanted you to know he will never leave you and he will never forsake you. And as this word is being read and declared over you, you are becoming bold and you are becoming courageous and you are becoming stirred up and you are becoming moved and you are becoming, my God, thank you, Lord God, and you are changing. Woo! Thank you. He says, Psalms 20 and 7, he says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord, our God. Our victory does not come from human strength, but it comes from relying on God. You just need to trust that God is getting ready to bring and give you a sweeping victory. Woo! That you're getting ready to be paid in full, that it's going to work this time. My God, that there'll be no lack, that there'll be no delays, that there'll be no hindrances, that you're going to see a breakthrough, that you're going to see us suddenly. You got to come on. Victory is yours. That's what he says. He says, I need to read it again. He says, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Ooh, my God. My God. Romans 8 and 37. Ooh, come on, y'all. No, in all things. Kirby, in all things. Liana, in all things. Sharon, in all things. Claudette, in all things. Joyce, in all things. Shamika, in all things. B, in all things. Tiff, in all things. Beverly, in all things. Mary, in all things. Laurie, in all things. Woo! Jess, in all things. Kedra, in all things. Candy, in all things. Woo! My God. He says, no, in all things. Woo! We are more than conquerors. Jeanette, in all things. Yara, in all things. He says, no, in all things. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Do you know what this tells me? Oh, not that I'm just victorious, man, but I'm going to conquer because of Jesus. I'm going to conquer because of God in all things. Oh, thank you, Lord God. In all things. Rose, in all things. That means he's not going to let whatever it is defeat you. Constant. He's not going to let whatever it is overtake you. He's not going to let whatever it is consume you. Ooh. He says, no, in all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Ooh. Through him who loved us. So you getting a boost of your faith this morning. My God. Dre, I'm about to have sweeping victory in my business. I'm about to have sweeping victory in my home. I'm about to have sweeping victory in my finances. I'm going to walk into a victory this morning. I'm going to see a victory this morning. I'm going to see a victory later this afternoon. I'm going to see a victory in my son's court case. I'm going to see a victory in my son in prison. I'm going to see a victory, Father God, in Josiah. I'm going to see a victory in Judah. I'm going to see a victory in Zayden. Lyric, Logan, Shiloh, and Casey. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory for my homegirls. I'm going to see a victory for the people. I'm going to see a victory because I was created to conquer in all things. Woo. Deuteronomy 20 and 4. I get so amped up. For the Lord your God is he. Woo. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Pack him up with you today. Don't leave him at home. Pack him up with you today. Take him with you. Deuteronomy 20 and 4 says, for the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. Woo! My God. Come on, Rosalind. Pat, I'm going to pack him up. 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 Julia, I'm packing him up. Mel, I'm packing him up. Come on. For the Lord your God is he who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you the victory. I've been going through something the last couple of days, and the Lord just keeps telling me, he says, stand down. Woo! He said, I can't fight for you if you standing up, but I can fight for you if you will stand down. Stand down. Woo! Get out my way. Let me handle this. For the Lord your God goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory. My God, we will not be consumed by our enemies in this season, Shamika. We will not, Miss Sandra. We will not, Michelle. We will not, Shadonna, be consumed by our victories in the season, because God is giving you your word today. Look, I got it handled. Woo! Close your mouth, sit back, relax, rest. I got it handled. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to work it out. I'm doing it. I'm going before you. I'm going to handle it. I never left you out here. Can I tell you something? God can call you to something and then war break out and he not handle business for you. Woo! Come on. Philippians 4 and 13. The Lord will strengthen you to do all things through him. Woo! Yesterday when I was sharing with my girlfriend what I was just experiencing, and she was like, it was so, I love it. It was so beautiful. She said, you said I'm weak. I said, I am. I love being weak. I was like, I am weak. She said, and where you are weak, he is strong. I said, I needed to hear that exact word. She said, and the grace is sufficient. And I said, absolutely. So Lord God, here is everything I'm weak about. Woo! Now go on and give me the grace. That's how I was talking to him. Now go on and give me the grace. Now go on and give me my fresh grace. Woo! Sometimes we don't have the grace because we don't look to find the grace. Sometimes we don't have the grace because we're not looking for the grace. We're not looking for the grace. I'm like, I don't have the capacity. I don't have the mind. Come on, pour it out on me. Pour it liberally. Because can I tell you what's happening in that grace? He's strengthening me. He's encouraging me. He's lifting me up. Come on, y'all. My God. Whew. John 16 and 13. I've said these things to you that in me you may have peace. Philippians 4, 6 through 8, whatever. Be anxious for nothing, everything in prayer and supplication. Make your requests known before God with thanksgiving. And then it says that the peace that passes all understanding will come. So anytime anxiety, fear, worry, or any of those things that are presenting themselves, when you pray, there is a peace that is going to come to you. Why? John 16 and 33, I have said these things to you that in me, you may have peace. In the world, you may have tribulation. Cut this out. In the world, you may have tribulation. In the world, you may have tribulation. But take heart. I have overcome the world. Gather your cares. Come on. Sometimes you might have to do this daily. I need you to gather all your little cares. Your cares about your singleness. Your cares about your finances, your cares about your future, your cares about your children, your cares about the business, your cares about the ministry. I need you to gather them all with me today. Come on, we gathering. And I need you to present them to them. Woo! Because some of y'all picked up some things that you had gave me. I know. So we're going to give them back to them. Woo! Here you go. I'm casting all my cares on you because I know you care for me. Woo! Your burden is easy. Your stuff, it's light. Woo! So I'm handing you back what belongs with you because you told me today in your word that I'm about to experience a sweeping victory. Woo! I want to give you one last scripture and then we out of here. 1 Corinthians. Woo! Wait a minute. No, I'll do that one last. Psalms 108 and 13. With God, we shall do valiantly. It is he who will tread down our foes. My God, with God, we shall do this valiant. You shall be valiant. Woo! It is he who will tread down our foes. It is he who will tread down our foes. My God. James 1, 12 and 14. Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. For when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. When you remain steadfast under trial, there is nothing else that's going to happen for you except a win. Woo! 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in his weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weakness, with insults, with hardships, with persecutions and calamities. For where I am weak, then I am strong. Come on. First John 5 and 4. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, my faith. Now, I want to read 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 to you. But I needed to read it to you in the message because it gives us a good view of God, because some versions just talk about temptation, but it talks about the test. Ooh, you're about to pass this test. Put that in your notes this morning. I'm about to pass this test. It says no test or temptation, woo, that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God will never let you down. I'm gone. That's all I needed to hear. I'm gone. I'll see y'all later. Bye. He says, all you need to remember, all you need to remember, come on. All I need to remember, God, all you need to remember, come on. All you need to remember, my God, all you need to remember, my God, I thank you, is that God will never let you down. Woo! He'll never let you be pushed past your limit. He'll always be there to help you come through it. Y'all want me to read it over y'all again? Woo! Because while I'm reading, you're being strengthened. Woo! While I'm reading, you're being encouraged. While I'm reading, you're being uplifted. While I'm reading, you're becoming more bold. While I'm reading, you're becoming more steadfast. While I'm reading, you're feeling the conqueror in you blow up. Ooh, you're about to pass this test. Listen, I want to read it over you one more time. Rose, like, read it again. I want to read it to you one more time. No test or temptation that comes your way is beyond the course of what others have had to face. All you need to remember is that God, I'm gonna have to drop this as a reel, is that God will never let you down and he will never push you past your limits. He'll always be there for you and help you come through it. Lord, thank you for an encouraging and uplifting word today. Thank you for the sweeping victories. Thank you for the things that'll happen today. My God, that we didn't even needed to happen today. Thank you that your word has gone forth. Thank you for the ministering spirits that have already gone ahead of us at work, at our business, in our ministries. Thank you, Father God, that we have a new mindset, that we are victorious. Thank you, Father God, for you orchestrating miracles and suddenlies and immediatelies on our behalf. Same thing you did for Melisha, you can do for each and every one of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being advocate. Woo! Thank you for overwhelming us in truth today, Lord God. Thank you for reminding us that there is no time. You don't operate in the constraints of time. And in no time, this thing is about to happen for us. Thank you for the sweeping victory. Thank you, Father God, for knocking our enemies out on their feet. Thank you, Father God, that it will not last. Thank you, Father God, that it shall pass. Thank you, Lord God, that you have given us the courage to pass the test. Thank you, Father God, that we will be overwhelmed with victory and walk in your truth. Thank you, Lord God, that we are more than conquerors. Woo! Thank you, Lord God, that you came to give us a new life in Christ Jesus. And we can live that out loud right now. Thank you for boldness. Ooh, thank you for courage. Thank you for new strength. Thank you for moving us to what looks like it's impossible to possible. Thank you for the reversals. Ooh, thank you for the reprieve. Ooh, thank you for the breakthrough. Thank you for the increase. Thank you for a mindset to receive your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for the provision. Thank you that it comes on time. Thank you that there'll be no lack. Thank you for the double joy. Thank you for the double portion. Thank you for the restoration. Thank you for the redemption. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your strength when we are weak. My God, and I will do a new thing, says the Lord. Woo. Thank you, Lord, for doing a new thing. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Thank you. I pray today that your joy is restored, that you will take this word, put it on replay, that you're meditating, that you'll trust that God is going to be God, that you understand that he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. Woo! That your mindset is new, that you understand your future is calling, that you know that you may bend but not break, that you have knowledge of your purpose, that you walk in another level of clarity, that you become secure in God's love. Woo! That you understand that you win, that you understand that your victory is in God's hand. I hope when you get off this live today that you walk differently, that you talk differently, that you have insight, clarity, and wisdom that you need, that you are bold in the things of God, that you understand that Jesus is making all things new, that you are reminded that your past doesn't determine your purpose, that you recognize that you were created to overcome, that you recognize that you were created to conquer, that you see yourself successful, that you see yourself prosperous, that you will consent to live in total victory, that you understand that God fights for you, that you have 2020 spiritual insight, that you understand that right now Marie Shamika doors are opening for you. Shamika, complete the task if you haven't, so that the doors can open, that you can discern the time, that everything that you put your hands to will prosper, Liana, that there is promotion and increase tied to your name, that at work they will notice you, that the favor of God goes before you, that God is before you, for you, that no weapon formed against you shall never prosper, that peace is your portion, that joy is your portion, that love is your portion. Beverly Brown Smith, that you are about to live your best life, that your tongue is creating life for you, that you operate in self-control, that you can wait patiently, that grace is abounding towards you, that you will not be moved any longer by what you see. The angels are going and moving on your behalf to and fro to bring your harvest in, to bring your increase, to bring the healing, that you will be healed. My God. When I was praying over you this morning, I prayed that every fiber, every tissue, and every cell in your body align with the word of God, that if there is no sickness and disease in Jesus, then there be no sickness and disease in you. I pray and help that you understand that the Holy Spirit advocates for you, that your life will reflect kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, that his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that your future is bright, that you're well-loved, that you're respected, that you'll lean into the wisdom of God, that you trust God with all your heart, that you are kind and that you are gentle, that you are meek, that you keep the peace, that you have a sound mind, that you understand that you are in the shalom of God. Nothing is missing, nothing is lacking, and nothing is broken, that you will live in your most wealthiest place ever, that you will live in your most healthiest place ever, that you have a brand new mindset, that you are sober, that your will is the will of God, that strongholds and strong thoughts are being demolished right now as we speak, that you're at the right place at the right time doing the right thing. Mind of God, I need you to decree and declare it. I need you to put this in the comments before we get off here. Today it's working for me. Woo! Come on. Come on, declare it. Today it's working for me. Today it's working for me. Today is working for me. That you come into understanding that your day is orchestrated by the word of God. That if you feel some kind of way today, that you will just pause and that you will begin to pray and that you will begin to call on the name of the Lord. That you make joy your choice and that your decision, that you understand, Deborah, that it's his kingdom come, his will be done, that you walk and live in ridiculous favor. Come on, can you put that in your notes today? Can you put that in the chat today? Today, I will walk and live in ridiculous favor, that wherever your feet go, wherever you drive, whatever you come upon, favor is going to meet you at the door. Favor is going to meet you down the aisle. Favor is going to meet you in the conversation. Favor is going to rest on your business. Favor is going to rest on your life. Favor is going to rest with your bosses. Favor is going to arrest and bring to you what belongs to you. Favor is going to be on your children at school. You ain't got to worry about your children. You can pray a couple things over your children, that they see the favor of the Lord and that they hunger and thirst for righteousness and trust that God will do it, that favor will show up in the grocery store, that favor is going to do more for you today than it has done all year, that God can change your circumstance and situation, Kate, in 1 second, in 1 moment, that God will do for you, Kate, more than he has done for you all year, that God is for you, Kate, that God is with you, so you don't need to be afraid. My God, you do not need to be in fear. Nothing can be against you. God has already said, Kate, God has already said, Kate, God has already said, Kate, today that he has gone before you, that Charisse, it is working out, that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, that God does not leave you and God does not forsake you. You will be in control of your thoughts today. You're going to be in control of what you say today. You're going to be in control of what you do today. No person has power or control over you. Your discernment is going to work at another level. You're going to hear God very clearly. Your tongue is going to align with the kingdom of God. You're going to be skilled in what you say. You're going to be renewed in your thoughts today, Katrina. Woo! You got fresh grace. You got fresh supply. And you got perpetual supply. There is nothing that you need or want that God can't give you. So you better open your mouth wide so God can fill it. Woo! I want to say that again. There is nothing you need. There is nothing you need, Sandra. There is nothing you need, Kate. There's nothing you need, B. There's nothing you need, Dree. There is nothing you need, woo, that God can't give you. Woo! My God. He has limitless supply. There is no limit. You need to start thinking in terms of a black card. You need to start thinking in terms of full ownership. Ooh. I'm going to see clearly today. You're going to see clearly today. You're going to have new sight. You're going to have new vision. God is orchestrating for you miracles right now, Tristan. God is orchestrating miracles, signs, and wonders. They'll be a part of your daily life. My God, the wisdom of God is on you. Come on. Next thing in your chat, divine divorce doors of opportunity are opening for me today. Ooh, Christina, divine doors of opportunity are open for me today. I'm not going to be moved by what I see. My future is bright. My future is determined by God, and I'm loved for who I am. Last thing I want you to put in your notes, quote in the chat today, Lord, your kingdom come and your will be done in my life today. Ooh. And then tell him, Lord, I thank you for daily bread. You are not a pagan. You are a child of the Most High King. And there's nothing. God will meet you exactly where you are. Thank you. I'm asking you, your servant, perform this word today. I'm asking you, perform this word today in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Show them something strong. Show them your strong hand today. Show them your suddenly. Show them your miracle. Show them your sign. Let them have spiritual breakthroughs today. Let the oppression, depression, anxiety, fear, and worry be gone today in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that your kingdom come and your will be done in our lives today, in the lives of our loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! Woo! You ought to shout a victory. I feel it. You ought to just shout ahead of time. Woo! Woo! You ought to shout a victory. You ought to shout it ahead of time. Woo! It's happening for me. Come on. Close it out. It's happening for me. It's happening. It's changing. It's moving. My God, it's shifted. Woo! Come on. It's happening for me. My God. Go on and let out your shout. Yeah. Joy says she feel it. I do too. Woo! A sweeping victory. My God. Woo! You got to go on and let out your shout today. My God. It's happening for me. 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 My God. I thank you. Woo! Thank you. 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 Thank you, 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 thank you. Delilah, I receive it by faith in Jesus' name. Amen. Look, the Lord places it on your heart to partner with this ministry. Go over to the website, find out what all we're doing. We're scholarships for athletes. It's just a lot. But thank you for your partnership. Thank you that the double rest on your life. Thank you for those of you that continue to support this ministry so we can continue to get done what God has asked us to do. Lord, I thank you that the blessing is so rich and so real on their life. Oh, yes, Cheryl, I receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. I love you. God loves you. Be encouraged. Be able to, don't let the enemy, let this word be sealed in your heart. Don't let the enemy steal this word from you today. If he tries to bring you back into negative thoughts, go click and put the sound. Put it in your ear. Put it in your ear. Don't let him steal this. This was a divine, thank you, Lord, rhema word for God, for you, everybody, for everyone. Seal it, grab it, and hold on to it. I love y'all. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you so much more. Go be loved today. Woo! My God. Woo! That's how I feel. It's something broke. 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 And I'm talking about a major breakthrough. Major breakthrough. Something broke. Something is happening. Something is moving. The testimonies are going to be great. It's going to be suddenly. There's going to be contracts. My God, there's going to be dollars released today. My God, there's going to be new beginnings. There's going to be fresh starts. There's going to be approvals. There's going to be healings. Ooh! There's going to be something. There's going to be things you haven't even seen. Stuff you have struggled with will become light and easy. That's it. I got to go. In Jesus' name, love, peace, and blessings. My God. My God, my God, my God.